Coming up tomorrow, there is going to be a one-year anniversary celebration, and it gets underway at 10 o'clock out here. It is open to the public. There is going to be brunch provided. The public is welcome, and it starts at 10 o'clock with the formal remarks beginning at 10:15. Again, 50,000 folks have come flying through the American Airlines gate on the first anniversary, and it has been remarkable just how much support there has been. And flystillwaterok.com to get the flight times. Again, departures starting tomorrow. They're different starting tomorrow. It will be a 6:50 departure along with a 12:35. They'll depart Dallas at 10:55 a.m. and return at 8:45. And so, anyway, flights in and out twice daily to and from Dallas. Our guest is Coach Jim Littell and Scotty Miller back in studio. We've been talking about this trip. We've been talking about this trip for a long time. We've been talking about how excited you guys were, excited about getting that opportunity. And, Coach, we've talked about the first game, and you mentioned the fact that you guys had a couple of games in Melbourne, but you got to do some other really fun things along the way while you were there.
Well, we did. We went to a wildlife sanctuary and saw the kangaroos.
Yeah.
And were up close with the kangaroos, and that was really neat for our players. And one evening we went to an Australian football game.
And now, was Mason in that game?
Mason did not play that night.
But it was his team?
No.
Oh, okay. It was a different team.
No,
okay.
It was a different team.
I got you.
And Mason showed up and sat with our players and fans.
And I bet you he explained a lot, because I'm sure there was a lot of what is going on right now.
You know what? It's kind of a combination of games. You see a lot of basketball concepts to it. There's a jump ball in the center. There's trying to throw the ball up high in the middle, or kick the ball up high in the middle and catch it and get you a free kick. There's filling lanes. There's some soccer concepts to mm-hmm. it. There's the physicality of football. So it was a neat sport. I really enjoyed it.
And Pete Carroll, if you've listened to Pete Carroll's new tackling techniques, which is a heads-up type of tackling technique, getting your head out of there. They call it hawk and roll and a lot of other things. He tells you in his demonstration video, much of that concept came from rugby and from Australian rules football. So that game it's got a tidbit of everything in it. So.
It does, and it's fast, and the football field is much, much larger.
Right.
East and west, north and south, than
right.
what we are accustomed to, and there's some pretty avid fans there.
Did you hold a kangaroo or a koala bear?
I did.
Wait, which one? Both?
Well, the one hopped away from me, but I held the koala bear, and that was part of when we went to the crocodile farm
okay.
in Cairns. But after we got done in Melbourne, we flew to Cairns.
Now let's get game two in real quick. Game two, you guys took on Tegan Cunningham. What was that reunion like?
You know, it was great to see Tegan. I always enjoyed Tegan. She was a little headstrong at times, but that's what made her a really good player. And she had spent 2 years at Seward County, where I'd spent 14 years. I'd recruited her and then left to come with Coach Budke here.
Yeah.
And she finished her 2 years there, and then we recruited her very hard. She had a really nice career here at Oklahoma State, and she was so excited to see everybody. Megan played on yeah. the same team.
Is that right? I'd forgotten that. Of course, Megan Robbins, formerly Megan Byford, who's your new D-Ops, I'd forgotten that they played together.
Yeah, they played together, and she knew Mason as well from her time over there, Tegan is so proud to be an alumni of Oklahoma State.
That's awesome.
And she
and she's native Australian. In case people didn't catch that, she is native. I don't know what city.
She's from Melbourne.
Okay, very good.
And she's a celebrity there. That when we went and played the second night in Waverly, her picture's on the wall.
That's awesome.
And she's played at the highest level of Australian basketball, played professionally, and she can still go.
It was funny. Chris Young was the one who noticed this. I didn't see it in the original box score, but she got a technical foul, And so I was texting Ryan at some point and trying to get the what have you. He said basically she was just mouthing off on a call. It wasn't anything dramatic, but made me wonder if she didn't have a little extra step just going, hey, I got to beat the old team, right? I got to beat this team.
Well, she turned it on pretty good in the second half, and she could still play. And one thing she's added to her arsenal, she went to the block. And if you try to guard Tegan on the perimeter with a post, you're in trouble. And if you try to guard her on the block with a guard, she's become a very good post-up player.
How old is Tegan now?
I think Tegan is pushing 30, maybe 31.
And lost a step? Now, we don't talk in those terms in women's basketball very often because usually, we've had a few kids that have gone to the league, but for whatever reasons, those careers have been kind of short, whether it's, you know, Andrea Riley, you know, having a child or whatever the case may be. We don't see kids in the league 10 years ago, man, they've really lost a step. That's a case where you kind of do get a chance to evaluate that.
Well, she can still play, and you could tell that her IQ for the game is very high. She's played for so long, and she's a little bit of a celebrity over there.
That's
because
awesome.
She played for the Opals, which was the main group over there for quite a while, and now she plays for Waverly, and she's a celebrity there. She works for the Victorian Basketball Association, which promotes basketball in Australia. Plus, she has done work with African refugees.
Wow.
And we did, when we were in Melbourne, we had a little clinic with them.
That's awesome.
And the guy talked to me and said that Tegan had been very, very involved with their efforts doing that.
So let me ask you this. With her being over there and being a professional basketball player and being somewhat of a celebrity, is that a lucrative deal? Is that a deal where you just get by? Or is that a deal where, no, you really it's maybe more so than it even is for the WNBA, which is not a get-rich, retire-after-2 years kind of deal. Over there, is it more emphasis on women's basketball?
There's a high emphasis. There's two different leagues, and she's playing in probably the lower-class league right now, but she's made a nice living doing it, and it's led to other things for her with the Victorian Basketball Association. So she's made a nice career for herself through basketball.
She talk about what she wants to do when she's done? She want to get into coaching by chance?
I don't know what she wants to do. I think she'll continue to work with developing basketball within her own country. She's very proud of that, and like I said, she's very well respected. There wasn't anybody, you went place to place, there wasn't anybody that didn't know Tegan Cunningham.
Okay, so you go 1-1. You a very narrow margin of loss to that in that game to the Waverly Falcons. You shot 25%. And I asked you when you left here, this is about fun, camaraderie, building teamwork, getting practices, getting to work. And yet when I saw that score, I went, oh, he's not going to be happy. 18 of 72, you make a few more buckets, you win the ball game. So it's not like you were awful in every aspect, but boy, shooting the ball that night, just a little tough.
Well, we talked about this, Casey. It when you don't shoot it well, it gives a perception that you didn't play well.
Right.
And open shots and no excuses. I was whining a little bit to my wife, and she goes, you know, you let them go to the beach, you let them go to the Australian Football League, you let them do all the cultural things. And if I had to do it over again, I'd do the same thing. Why go over there and not let them experience all of those things?
Sure.
That will be lifetime memories? But, you know, it wasn't conducive to playing great basketball
right.
At all times.
Sure.
And, like I said, I'd do the same thing again. But we didn't shoot it very well. But no excuses. We got beat that night and had to move on to the next one.
Let's take another break. The Cowgirls moved on as well. They went to Canes next, played another game, and then played one more in Sydney. Is that right? So
correct.
We'll talk about those two games and the rest of the trip as we continue. Coach actually is going to hang on with us a little bit, maybe through the top of the hour, so we'll get a chance to get the full. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime trip for some people. It's the second time for Coach. I want to explain that as well coming up. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back. Casey Kendrick along with not Mr. Miyagi. We'll be back as we roll on with Oklahoma Ag Credits, TV 31 at 1.